The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
People tell me there ain't no use.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. One last segment. We're giving away a book, 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin. Matthew Rothschild, the fine author, my co-devil for the hour. And still time for you to win at 844-967-2789. Is that the biggest issue, gerrymandering? I think it's the current fight. Somehow it's been pushed to the back page, the back burner, by the Gableman crazy investigation. Is that the point in some way, shape, or form? Are they trying to give us a distraction from the real battle being waged over these legislative maps?
I don't think it's a distraction. I think this beating of the dead horse of last November election is a tactic by right-wing strategists, not only to keep their base animated and feed them red meat, but to keep them jazzed all the way up to 2022 and maybe 2024. And if they win the governorship here in 2022, they may change the way our elections are administered. They may get rid of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. They may give the power to the legislature or a committee of the legislature to decide who actually won. Then we're going to be like Georgia, where a partisan Republican official will be able to just by fiat overturn the will of the people.
Matt, let's talk about a huge wild card. U.S. Supreme Court today heard oral arguments in the Mississippi case, the case that perhaps could overturn Roe v. Wade. We'll have a ruling by like next June, right before the midterms, you know, just in time to have some real impact. Matt, I am fearful, especially for my female friends and family members, that people are going to lose their reproductive rights. But as a political wild card, Matt, what in the hell would this do to the midterms if Roe v. Wade's overturned?
Yeah, I think Republicans are going to rue the day that they pushed the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade, because this will get young women, middle-aged women, old women out to the polls in historic numbers, and their loved ones, and their male loved ones, in historic numbers to protect women's right to choose and the basic freedom that women have to control their bodies. For a long time, this issue of abortion was just a fundraising gimmick and an organizing gimmick of the right. They never thought the U.S. Supreme Court was going to overturn it, and they could keep claiming you got to vote so we can overturn Roe. Once they overturn Roe, they don't have that spiel to give to get their people out to the voting booth. And on the contrary, it'll get people who want to protect women's rights, you can bet, to get off their tails and go vote as never before.
Matt, before we go back to the phones, what about the concept of codifying the prior ruling through congressional action? And why hasn't this happened over the last 50 years?
Well, it should happen now, that's for sure. You know, times are wasting. And by everything I read, it looks like the Democrats are going to lose control, at least of the House of Representatives and maybe the Senate, too. So anything good that's going to happen has got to happen in the next 11 months. That includes protecting women's right to choose, protecting the freedom to vote, and getting a new U.S. Supreme Court justice on there.
Well, time's a waste, and to give away a fine copy of 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin, Matthew Rothschild's fine new book, I bet it is. I'll read at least a chapter.
You're in there. You should.
You showed that to me. Thank you so much, Matt, for including me. Joe from Madison, welcome back. Say hi to Matt.
Hey, Matt. It's great to hear you. I always love it when you're on. Great information. So here's my question for you. It's a two-parter. I think one of the previous callers used these exact words, and I want to play off of them. Are we hosed? And I think when you hear what you just said about possibly losing the Senate and the House, as we round out this hour, is there any tidbit you can throw our way that comes from the book that we could read more on that would counter this idea that we are hosed? What, just one little thing that will take us through the next several days and then into these next 11 months that you can throw our direction?
Throw the people a freaking bone, Matt Rothschild. Appreciate your call, Joe. Sorry to cut you short.
Thanks, Joe, and thanks for your kind comments. You know, this was a bad week. These are hard times for progressives and for Democrats. But look, that's the story of our history. There have been low points and there have been high points, and there'll be high points again if we organize. And the good news in Wisconsin is there's a tremendous amount of grassroots organizing going on by incredible activists who are a lot younger than I am, and by tremendous nonprofit groups that are fighting for our democracy. So that's what gives me hope.
Excellent. There's a glimmer of hope. A rebellion starts with hope, right, Fancy Brian? 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. Dick, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Well, you guys are going to think I'm crazy, and you know I am, but I almost am hoping that they overturn Roe because I agree with Matt. I think it'll be a groundswell of people that will come out next fall, and it might be the only thing that can offset all the egregious things they're doing at the state level across the country to voter suppression.
What do you think about that idea? The idea that Roe v. Wade as an electoral tool would be a hell of a tool, although I got to think for those affected, the young women perhaps forced to carry pregnancies to term, it's going to be disastrous. But man, it's an electoral issue. Again, be careful what you wish for, Republicans.
Yeah, but as you're pointing out, the individual harm to women would just be extraordinarily bad. And, I don't like to do a calculus on the backs of the harm we're doing to women. But I do think politically the Republicans are going to regret it if that's the decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe.
Mark from the SAC, our buddy, welcome back. Say hi to Matt Rothschild, Mark.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for taking the call here. But how do we, when even the ancients recognized the importance of judicial independence, because that I've read things about the Persian Empire, they did not tolerate corrupt judges, that how do we restore judicial independence in this state when the Supreme Court has WMC and the Bradley Foundation, or whoever else it is, write their code of ethics, that because even accountants are supposed to have a code of ethics, which is supposed to be actually you're supposed to avoid the appearance of impropriety, if not impropriety itself. I mean, Gableman should recognize that he actually came out and said this was a rigged election. He attended some event, when Trump had lost, and that he was, raising his hackles at getting questioned. Well, he deserved to get questioned.
Mark, I'm going to cut you short. So Matt has at least a minute to respond. What do you think?
Well, Gableman is hopelessly biased and said the election was rigged and that the bureaucrats stole it. So why is he investigating? It's a joke. But also, I mean, there's a bill that Gary Hebel of Sun Prairie Assemblyman introduced to give us recusal rules that would have some teeth to them. And we should try to push that bill.
Honor amongst thieves, but not politicians. Who won the book, Matt?
Oh, I
know it's completely arbitrary, but you got to decide quick. My guess, Matt Rothschild.
Might be Jeff.
Jeff from Madison, why don't you call back and tell Evan sometime during Earl's show, and I know you're still listening, Jeff, because you're a fine devil radio listener. Tell him during Earl's show what your address is. We'll send you out this fine new book, 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin, written by my fine guest, Matt Rothschild. For the rest of the less lucky, where can they buy the book?
You can get the book at Amazon or the University of Wisconsin Press or Mystery to Me or Room of One's Own.
Thank you so much, Matt Rothschild, my fine co-devil. Tomorrow, Bill Press in the 3 o'clock hour, James Santel in the 4 o'clock hour. Now stick around. Earl's next, then Native Roots Radio, then the Up North Show podcast.
I don't want to beat a dead horse.
Rebellions are built on hope.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.